the time since 1988.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Put down the turkey. Step away from the table. It's time to detoxify from all that was done to excess this past weekend here through the Thanksgiving holiday. Welcome and a happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. I am so glad you're with me. I couldn't stand it. I had to go live today. I couldn't take another day off. There's just too much to cover on the air here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. So thank you for being with me. Bill Stanton coming up. Chris Barr coming up. Stephen Huer coming up. Raw Milk Realities. But first, we got to detoxify from warfare. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. We have to detoxify from warfare. Thanksgiving. How thankful would you be in Pakistan right now knowing that the United States, who pays you billions of dollars, just killed 28 of your soldiers, 28 of your citizens, your people? And now we got senators wanting to double down and talk tough. We got to talk tough, you chicken hawks. Talk tough, my aspirin. We got to be tough with Pakistan. We're going to give them money. Stop giving them money. You know, this is unreal. How long will it be before everybody acknowledges how right Ron Paul is, has been, and is about our foreign policy of failure instead of replacing it with a foreign policy of freedom? By the way, next couple hours on the air, we've got some raw milk realities. We're going to talk raw milk. We'll talk about militarization of the flu. It's like the militarization of everything here. Here you're grateful one day of the year, right? Thanksgiving. We're so grateful. And then we go on killing people. The love of faith. I'm not talking about you out there necessarily. I mean, you may have a perspective that is different from a lot of our chicken hawk senators and representatives and executive branch officers and presidents who simply look at the world as something that we can trample upon and eliminate or abort, so to speak. We got people out there that genuinely believe in a culture of life, yet there are those that have a false belief in a culture of life who are so willing to export death even on a Thanksgiving holiday weekend with this horrific report out of Pakistan. Now, the argument here, Pakistan stopping NATO supplies after this deadly raid. How can you blame them? How can you blame them? If this has happened, were happening to us, if Pakistan or China or anybody killed 28 of our troops, even though they were giving us money, do you think that there would be calls by American people to stop cooperating with the Chinese military, for instance, much less the Pakistani military? And you've got senators who, you know, are so chicken hawk, they probably wouldn't want to send their own children into there, much less themselves, who are saying it's okay if we sacrifice foreigners because we pay them money. And if they die, it's okay. We'll pay them money. How many rupees or whatever the money is in Pakistan compensates the Pakistanis for their dead? And we just continue to buy off the world with Federal Reserve notes that are backed by nothing. And by the way, the only reason that we still have any quote-unquote perceived value of the Federal Reserve notes is because nobody else has got anything better. Every country on planet Earth, every nation on planet Earth has adopted Keynesianism as a religion. Fiat money, fractional reserve banking, gold, silver, no, does not exist. Except for the uber wealthy who know better and are flocking to gold and silver or other, let's say, commodities that are not dependent upon a paper definition as to their value. And I hope that every American within earshot, much less people around the world within earshot of this message, have done their level best to start, let's say, getting out of denominated Federal Reserve note dollars and into something that will retain its value. Because eventually the collapse is coming. We're in the midst of it. So when people say, well, when is it coming, Robert? I am not here to predict the day it all takes a tumble, because it's tumbling. Yes, the paper is tumbling down. NATO helicopters and fighter jets attacked two military outposts in northwest Pakistan Saturday. That's just yesterday, killing as many as 28 troops and plunging U.S.-Pakistan relations deeper into crisis. And then you got Senators Lindsey Graham and other chicken hawks promoting this idea. Yeah, this is an amazing thing. And I've got this linked up at the blog, by the way, at robertscottbell.com. If you haven't gone there, do so now. And you can link right. Yes, I know the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, does some bizarre things. Sometimes they defend some bizarre, bizarre things. But on this, we can agree. I would hope so. The senators, as they demand the military lock up American citizens in a battlefield they define as being right outside our window. Basically, the Senate is going to vote on whether Congress will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison without charge or trial civilians anywhere in the world. God bless Congressman Ron Paul. He's raised his concerns about this so-called NDAA detention provisions during the Republican debate the other night. The power is so broad that even U.S. citizens could be swept up by the military, and the military could be used far from any battlefield, even within the United States itself. And guess who's all for this? The bill was drafted in secret by Senators Carl Levin. He's a Democrat from Michigan. You think all the chicken hawks are Republicans? No, think again. These one world order statists are operating within the Congress, within the congressional branch, as well as the executive and the judicial. Of course, John McCain, the guy who gets it right on torture but nothing else. Republican from Arizona, passed in a closed door committee without even a single hearing. I'm not making this up. Check it out. You want to let your senators know about this. And better, by the way, Senator Mark Udall from Colorado, he's a Democrat, is offering the Udall Amendment that will delete the harmful provisions and replace them with a requirement for an orderly congressional review of detention power. The Udall Amendment would make sure that the bill matches up with so-called American values. I don't know what the American values are, because you've got Senator Lindsey Graham. This guy, at the sound of his voice, sounds like screeching on a chalkboard, explaining the bill will basically say in law for the first time that the homeland is part of the battlefield. Perpetual warfare, Lindsey Graham! You are seeing to it that this country goes bankrupt faster and is destroyed from within faster than any Al-Qaeda terrorist ever would or could. American citizen or not, can be imprisoned without charge or trial. Another supporter, Kelly Ayotte, how do you say that, Republican from New Hampshire, also declared the bill is needed because America is part of the battlefield. Perpetual warfare is what we're dealing with. I cannot believe I have to open my Thanksgiving Day weekend show talking about perpetual warfare. But look at who's making it necessary. The Senator Lindsey Graham's of America. The chicken hawks. By the way, we're going to do some heavy metal detox. I got an email message on that. Also a question about nuclear energy. Raw milk realities. Chris Barr is going to be joining me, as well as Bill Stanton returns and Stephen Huer. If I go too far in a direction of anger, because I'm righteous indignation and anger. Nothing wrong with being angry, as long as it doesn't hopefully not lead to violent outbursts without conscious thought. Kind of like hypoglycemia. If you don't have your GTF chromium in your system, and you wonder why you're perpetually angry or angry after meals, etc., it's because you've lost the blood sugar to the cells of your brain, particularly, and your animal brain takes over. And as much as I can be angry here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, legitimately so, I do not try to lash out in uncontrollable anger and rage, because it ends up convicting yourself, if you will, of the very thing you would accuse the opposition of doing. The endless warfare, the perpetual warfare that brings destruction to all those who participate in it. And if you think the battlefield is America, like some that I've quoted moments ago, then hang it up. There is no more liberty to be had here in this American, I'd say continent, but certainly in these United States of America. How can you defend paying off the Pakistanis while killing their people and wondering why the people of Pakistan are pretty ticked off, to say the least? Would you not be, if those were your troops, if those were your brothers and sisters or uncles and aunts or mothers and fathers or daughters and sons? Is it not reasonable to step outside of ourselves and look at the world as an adult would, instead of infants like Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, who don't believe the rules apply to us because we're Americans? This is an arrogance that goes, and it's an affront to the Creator and to creation, in my humble opinion. If you have another perspective on that, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, live for the next couple of hours here on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, and all of our wonderful affiliates around these United States. And if you are too bashful to call in live, that's okay. 24/7, I can take your call, 7 days a week, at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Perpetual warfare, I hope that is not the state that we are in, but it appears to be so. Who will speak truth to power in addition to Congressman Dr. Ron Paul? Will you? And what will you do to unplug from this matrix of war? I'm going to talk about that, partly, of course, due to our nutritional deficiencies. But there's lots more to be done on these United States of Health Talk Radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Bye! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up at robertscottbell.com. Remember, my weekday show as well through naturalnewsradio.com. All the links are up there, and you can catch up on hundreds of hours of shows that you may have missed. Health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. Thank you for being here. Interesting story. Peggy Noonan, who's not, I don't know if she's been that favorable to Ron Paul in the past, but on foreign policy, Ron Paul is more mainstream than his opponents. What an amazing thing. Because this is the so-called sticking point of the statist Republicans, the neocons, about Ron Paul, is that they say, oh, he's weak on foreign policy. Well, he's the strongest one on foreign policy in reality, because he will resist using the power of the executive branch unconstitutionally. That takes great strength. And he says, if you got a problem with another country, you go to Congress and you get the Congress to declare war. Go in, kick some aspirin, get it done, get it over with, and get home. None of this nation building, none of this interfering with the internal affairs of other nations. And of course, the karmic debt that you ensue brings down your nation as well. This is what we're in the midst of right now. And I have this linked up on foreign policy. Ron Paul is more mainstream than his opponents. Peggy Noonan's latest column discussed here by James Fallows, the Wall Street Journal columnist, responds to the most recent GOP foreign policy debate by remarking on its bellicosity. By the end, he quotes here, I quote him, by the end, some of what was said sounded so dramatic that Ron Paul seemed like the normal one, she wrote. He very much doesn't want new wars or new military actions. This is not an unreasonable desire. Isn't this amazing that they say, oh my gosh, he almost sounded normal. What, for not wanting perpetual warfare? That's so much. Of course, now the new normal is perpetual warfare, nation building, basically interfering in the internal affairs of nations, paying off their leaders, right, foreign aid, taking money from poor people to give it to rich people in foreign countries. That's a great plan for vitality. That's a great plan for economic stability and recovery. And yet only Congressman Ron Paul, running for president, is actually speaking that kind of truth to the artificial power. Those who violate the basic constitutional limitations, the provisions, the enumerated powers of this country. And they're saying, oh wow, he almost sounds normal. You see how it's a sort of a backhanded compliment? When we define normalcy in the way we do today, of course, what a surprise it should not be. Because it is normal to be diseased. It is normal to have allergies. It is normal to have gastroesophageal reflux disease. It is normal to have asthma as a child. It is almost normal to have cancer. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 2 men. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's normal to be sick and diseased and dependent upon pharmaceutical drugs approved by your government, by your fear and death administration. You see, who's defining the normal? The people are on drugs. The people that are sick and diseased and decay and dependent. These are the people that are determining normalcy. And of course, it's an Orwellian kind of normalcy. And this is how they have been successful thus far, relatively speaking, at marginalizing the message of Ron Paul or Ron Paul himself, although it is backfiring. With every attack, with every level of ignoring Ron Paul, more people are waking up every time they attempt it. And now this is the latest with the NATO attack, 28 troops, Pakistani troops dead. And now Ron Paul is more right than ever.
and they're having to acknowledge this. Well, this leads to the heavy metal scenario. How many times, and I was on the Alex Jones show last week. Mike Adams was subbing for him this holiday week. And it was a great time Mike and I had. They actually have posted YouTubes up, although I don't know why they labeled it. I think they labeled it GMO foods or BPA and canned foods. We didn't talk about that, so I didn't do that. But check it out. I've got them linked up as well through my Facebook friends there, and saying hello to everybody listening through Facebook as well as listening through TalkStream Live. This is something to understand, the heavy metal burden that we all carry. Because this is lowering our, let's say, consciousness, our survivability, our survival scale, and weakening us, making us susceptible, these heavy metals. Now, I certainly cover this every Monday on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio with Dr. Rachid Vitar. But I have a question from a listener, an email. Mercury and detoxification of metals. Is there a great URL for such a process to execute to cleanse of heavy metals from the body? And there are too many URLs to mention. And many times you could just go back and listen to the archive broadcasts of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll catch a lot of this. In fact, we might bring that up again with Stephen Huer, who we'll have on a little later on the program. Talk about some of the ways, including increasing glutathione levels of the body, which we do with the One World Way. Certainly, we can never say that enough. But one of the things I talked about on Alex Jones' show with Mike Adams last week was the use of homeopathic medicine, energy medicine, to counteract the energy, the negative energies, if you will, the depressing energies of the metals that are present in our body to excess. And utilizing, first, for instance, mercurius, the homeopathic form of mercury, or arsenicum, the homeopathic form of arsenic, or aluminum metallicum, or plumbum metallicum, aluminum and lead. You name the metal, there's a counteracting metallic, if you will, in homeopathic form, that would then help the body be sensitized enough to start directing its action to pull those metals out of your system. Now, in order to do this, I mean, in an aggressive sense, you might go to someone like Dr. Vitar, who I have on Advanced Medicine Mondays, and say, let's do some intravenous chelation, or even transdermal chelation substances, because a lot of these chelating agents don't survive the gastrointestinal system for full utilization by the body. Therefore, we also utilize botanicals, selenium, the most important of the trace minerals to bind out, and the production, of course, of glutathione and metallothionines to pull out these heavy metals. So it isn't just that I say, oh, just do homeopathy and nothing else. Because I would urge you and encourage you to get the heavy metal detoxification formulas from my good friend Dr. Frank King from King Bio. We do our Healing Revolution segments every Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You go to kingbio.com or call them up at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. But in conjunction with the homeopathy, direct the action to utilize far infrared healing light energy saunas, to utilize the glutathione enhancing One World Way with the raw milk. We will talk about raw real milk. I've got Christopher Barr coming up momentarily as well. There are ways to remove these heavy metal toxic burdens from our body. Whether we go aggressive in the sense of an acute traumatic influx, like through vaccination or dental amalgam, where we will bind them out aggressively through chelation, we can also utilize, as I said, many botanicals. Look, I'm going to talk with Chris Barr. He's going to add to this equation because there's a few more things I want to get to after this break, and I'm up against it as well. So we'll talk heavy metal detox. We got Chris Barr coming up. We got Stephen Huer coming up. We got Bill Stanton coming up. We are rocking the health world here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. The phone number, if you'd like to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791. Hope your holiday weekend has been great. We got more to do after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, some people say if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. But I don't live in anger. It's a normal emotion, normal human emotion. And I look at what's going on around the world, what my country is doing, my country that has been hijacked, in fact, by certain elements and, aliens, if you will, to this country. And I'm not even talking about illegal aliens. I'm talking about aliens pretending to be Americans that are globalists, one world odor eaters that want this one world order. They're simply sending the money of the American people, which is now phony money, out to countries around the world to say, hey, please do what we want. And of course, then we kill them and we wonder why they get upset. These are infants running the asylum at this point, like I mentioned, not to pick on, but I don't mind picking on them, Lindsey Graham, from South Carolina, the whiny guy that he is, the chicken hawk that he is. But we talk about the anger, and it's like I said, it's just an emotion. It's one of the gifts of communication we've been given. It's part of creation. Do we let it control us? Do we let it run us? Well, if we're full up with heavy metals, if we are deficient, devoid of minerals like selenium and chromium, etc., we become subject. We become controllable, malleable. We no longer are in control of our own bodies. We've lost control. And that's why I'm bringing back my dear friend, nutritional historian, not a doc, Christopher Barr, back to the Robert Scott Bell Show to talk a little bit more heavy metal detox as well as the food that can restore sanity to us all. Chris, welcome back.
Great. Real food, real nutrition, Robert. That's how you get rid of, that's how you restore the nutrition with real food. That means not processed to death. And real nutrition, which means nutrients from that have been grown, whether it's from food or from nutrients that are whole food because they've been cultured in a laboratory, so they actually have life to give.
Well, when we talk about the life that we want, if you will, or the want that we want for our children, we cannot sustain life on refined foods, dead foods, heavy metal-containing foods, refined, processed, chemically treated foods, etc. And so if we find ourselves emotionally out of sorts, again, there's a legitimate realm of emotional, let's say, release. But then there is the point of which these chemicals are influencing our ability to think clearly or act on information. And so you look at what the American, I say the people necessarily, but the government that has been hijacked from the people is doing, and you have to say these people are deficient, devoid of nutrients, and heavy metal toxic and drug proficient.
Well, certainly. I mean, the three most removed nutrients by processing are chromium, which there are documented published studies showing the improvement in mental health, mild to moderate depression improved when chromium is added. Well, it's taken out of the foods more than anything else. So that's one. Selenium, talking about heavy metal detox.
Yes.
The best heavy metal detoxer is selenium, and also involved not just in thought processes throughout your life, but definitively linked to increased Alzheimer's disease is a reduced level of selenium. And then silicon, which is necessary for the neuron transport, the electrical activity of the brain, because it's a semiconductor in computers, well, so is it in your body. So those three most important, most removed nutrients are probably the three most important for mental health and for thinking clearly.
Oh, yes. And if we talk about other, let's say, natural botanical chelators, of course, those things that contain high levels of selenium or food-grown supplementation, sea vegetation as well. We talk about glutathione-enhancing production of whey protein, which we'll talk to Stephen Huer about that as well. But you've actually said vegetable glycerin can be used, and I think it's time to bring that up again because people are looking for any and every option they have.
Well, especially since it's wintertime, you know, vegetable glycerin, yes, it goes, it's actually a natural solvent, but it also has healing properties as well. It goes into the tissues and it roots out old drug deposits and chemicals and heavy metals, neutralizes them, and then takes them out of the body. So, and another thing I mentioned winter is folks that are out in the elements in wintry areas,
yes,
nothing will prevent your skin from cracking and keep it healthier than a little bit of vegetable glycerin rubbed into the exposed areas of your skin.
All right, stand by, Chris. We have to take a break. We'll be back to talk more about heavy metal detox and raw real milk with Christopher Barr. Stephen Huer will be joining us in a little while as well. Stay with us.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares. not only about you, but also the environment.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How do you unplug from the pharmaceutical matrix? How do you unplug from the warfare matrix? How do you unplug from Lindsey Graham's chicken hawk perspective on foreign policy? Well, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show for one, but you eat real food and you drink raw, real milk. We're going to talk about that momentarily. Chris Barr continues on. We were talking about detoxing heavy metals, etc. And the vegetable glycerin is a fascinating one that very few people still know about, Chris. He talked about it topically for cracking kind of chap type skin in the winter, which is great. But how do we take it internally for those who want to, you know, kind of bind out and get rid of some bad guys that are hung up in the body?
Well, depending on how aggressive you want to be, once or twice a day, take a teaspoon of vegetable glycerin. It's very sweet. It doesn't have any sugar in it, but it just happens to have a sweet taste to the receptor sites in the body. So it's easy to take and pleasant to take. So that's the way you take it internally. Externally, just a little dab will do you on the skin, and if you start to feel the cold or any effects on the skin, put some more on. And by the way, ladies who use moisturizers, you're getting ripped off with moisturizers. There's no moisturizer on planet Earth that is more moisturizing and also cleansing than vegetable glycerin, and it'll cost you about $25 a quart compared to the $25, $125, or $250 for a 2-ounce jar of moisturizer you're using. And it's all natural, and it's good for you.
Yeah, imagine that. Now, in Maine, I think this is, there's a lot of controversy because they're talking about local policies that are even nullifying state-level laws. This is interesting. You know, we talked about nullification of unconstitutional federal mandates. In this case, we're talking about the state going at local level saying, hey, even the state doesn't belong here. We want our farmers to sell us raw milk, real milk, at these farmers' markets. And they're saying, well, okay, maybe, because you kind of, we don't know what to do with you. But if you do, you've got to include CDC propaganda packets in order to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
Well, I'm looking this morning at CDC information, and, I was looking at the FDA's latest lies on raw milk. And, you know, you have to know how these people, they're lying on purpose. And the reason you can tell is because how cleverly crafted they are. I'm looking at their latest pronouncement. It says there have been 143 reported outbreaks of illness. And then it mentions all kinds of different illnesses. And at the very end says, and deaths. Okay, so death in the plural. So you think, wow, well, when they list deaths last, that means that there's hardly any at all, and who knows if that's even true. So, but because if deaths were really happening from people drinking raw milk, that'd be the first thing they would mention, not the last thing. So I went to find out, and I went to the CDC and found out that there have been 2 deaths. So it's barely deaths in the plural. Over an 11-year period from contamination of milk. So then I went over to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and discovered that there were 415 deaths from just salmonella, which is usually what they scare people about raw milk with.
Yeah.
415 deaths just last year alone. None of those from raw milk, by the way. So why are we having such a campaign against raw milk that at worst has 2 deaths in 11 years when there are more than 400 from all kinds of raw meat? So how come they don't start? And please, I don't want to give the FDA any ideas.
Of course.
They're going to have to stop allowing you to buy fresh meat and say, no, no, you have to only buy pre-cooked ground meat, because that's a big source of E. coli and salmonella every year. Chicken and, well, all kinds of different meats that they have problems with. So before they start talking about raw milk, they need to look where the real problems are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really not a problem with raw milk anyway. These are alleged deaths. But it was interesting that when I went to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they said, well, our information is actually out of date. And this was in the summer of this year. And they said, you need to check the CDC, and they gave a CDC website that actually shows that in 2009, in the spring, that website was eliminated. So the left hand doesn't even know what the right hand's doing, or they're intentionally just disinforming people and saying, well, we don't really know. Look over here. Well, they don't have it there anymore. And how about over here? Well, the CDC says on their question and answer section from the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion,
yes,
does pasteurization change milk's nutritional benefits? And their answer is no. Well, that's a blatant lie.
Yeah, that's reason.
They mentioned that vitamin C is reduced by pasteurization. It's actually eliminated by pasteurization, which
right,
I guess it's reduced 100%.
Well, yeah, of course, but that doesn't mean it's changed. That's the CDC. If you ever needed reason to know not to listen to the government bureaucrats, in fact, to do the opposite, and you'll know about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be joined, in addition to Chris Barr, we will be joined by my good friend Stephen Huer, and we're going to wrap it up. How do we unplug from the pharmaceutical warfare matrix? Well, by getting healthy, by doing the things we do here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee.
Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anybody got acne out there? Nobody with acne? I got a call or question on that. In fact, I'll take care of that a little later. But right now, we're also welcoming a good friend of the program, Stephen Hewer from One World Way, along with Chris Barr. And I have to say, Stephen, much gratitude for you on the Thanksgiving holiday week. The One World Way helped my wife because she had to get a tooth extracted that just, you know, she couldn't save. It was so long gone. And it's been a brutal week for her, but, you know, we've had raw milk and the glutathione, the enhancing One World Way in there. And that's what's kept her going through the week. So I appreciate you very much for that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get everyone to, use the One World Way, in addition to a good organic turkey for the Thanksgiving holiday, it'd be a healthy addition for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking, Chris Barr is with us this segment as well, about enhancing detoxification, heavy metal detox, selenium, enhancing glutathione. As we say and as we know, what the whey protein can do is enhance it, but we've got to have the selenium as well. So that's why we encourage people to eat real foods and take supplements that are really food.
Yeah, and the non-denatured proteins, because we know that cysteine, that amino acid that's sort of the limiting amino acid the body needs with which to make the glutathione, is deficient in all food sources pretty much. If it's not abundantly available in the food already, then it's usually deficient because of the cooking process, which destroys the shape of that amino acid from the cooking process. So people end up being glutathione deficient because they're deficient in getting enough of the sulfur amino acid cysteine in their body that the whey is providing.
Hmm. Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Robert.
Okay,
enjoy.
I just want to welcome you into the discussion along with Stephen Hewer again. What we're trying to do is detoxify from the pharmaceutical and war-making machinery. And, of course, by doing so, in order to do so, we've got to ramp up the things that will cleanse our bodies, minds, and spirits so we can see through the lies and then act appropriately.
Yes, and of course, the selenium is necessary for the full utilization of glutathione, and for it actually causes reuse over and over again, so it maximizes the use of glutathione when you have plenty of selenium. They, you know, they act together one with another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, we like to get the most out of every motion and action. It's sort of like, you know, our kung fu is really good nutritionally on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is the kind of stuff we do with Chris Barr and Stephen Hewer.
Yeah, the inflammatory process, too, is another thing which people are unaware of. Whenever you're eating any kind of a free radical-generated substance, cooked foods are really high in you know, inflammatory properties, and so it's just natural for inflammation to be fairly high in people's bodies, which if they're able to produce more glutathione, they're going to neutralize that inflammation process, leaving more energy available for vitality, sense of well-being, and overall, you know, energy for day-to-day living.
Mm-hmm. Those of you interested in connecting with Stephen Hewer, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325, oneworldway.com. Chris Barr is, of course, notadoc.org. If we talk about unplugging from the matrix, the pharmaceutical, etc., the localization, I've often talked about this, is like I would rather find that we, you know, make the rules locally, because then there's more accountability. You can actually affect a change much more realistically than trying to, you know, depending on where you are, travel thousands of miles and hope that a senator listens to you when they're listening to the multi-billion dollar, what we call lobbyists, as opposed to going to the state level and local level. We talk about this in Maine, what's going on there as well. We were talking off the air, Stephen, about another guy that's trying to raise awareness as to what we can do.
Yeah, I was, because, you know, a lot of us feel really disempowered, like you said, when you try and get your senator and representative to, you know, vote in the manner that would be representative of your interests. They don't, because they're bought and sold frequently by the money interests in the world. And the county sheriff, fortunately, Richard Mack's done a really good job of doing an about face in his work of being a sheriff in the past. He wrote a really good book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And Richard Mack himself goes around as a sheriff, and I believe former sheriff now, teaching the sheriffs in the country that they are the last stand to protect the local people from the tyranny of the abuses of overreaching federal government power. And I myself have gone ahead and I've bought quite a few of the booklets that he's written that educate your local sheriff about this, and I think this is going to be one of the best ways to take a sheriff who doesn't know any better in your community, give him the booklet, and say, you know, I'd like to check back with you in 30 days and see if this message rings a tune to you, because, you know, that's the only way you can do this peacefully, is to get, you know, your local people educated in some way, shape, or form. And this is, I think, a very practical way to ensure that the federal government doesn't continue to expand its abuse of power that it's doing so deliberately throughout the country.
Yeah, I agree. And Chris, we also need to recognize who we are in relation to the government. And this, to me, is a spiritual crisis more than anything else. Everything else kind of extends out from there.
Yes, absolutely, that we are sovereign of our own bodies. I think Ron Paul's covered that very well, that if we have some other authority, pharmaceutical or outside, telling us what we can do with our body, or the government telling us we can or can't eat or drink raw milk, real milk, then we don't own our bodies. Those who decide what we can or cannot put in it are actually owning the bodies that we are residing in. And how crazy is that?
Yeah, I liken it to, you know, asking for permission to do that which is our birthright. It's like, well, for instance, please, can we have our rights back? No, you can't ask permission of someone who's, you know, basically taking your rights away, whether you know it or not. Honestly, you still have your rights, but somehow you've let these people run roughshod over them. And part of it is getting healthy and strong enough and vital enough through the nutrients that, you know, God and creation have for us in order for us to see these truths and then act accordingly on them. And that's why I appreciate both of you guys so much.
Yeah, one of the things I could just say on that is that when you're healthy and you take time to you know, help your deeper mind, your subconscious mind, get clear of negative emotions, and then you have a positive place from which you can communicate, and then you go to your local sheriff and you communicate this stuff to them. When you're coming from a place of really healthy energy emotionally and you know, just a great philosophy as well, that person is going to naturally be inspired by you. They're naturally going to want to emulate that, because everyone wants to be experience peace and freedom in their lives. And when you live it energetically, people are inspired to listen to what you have to say. And so important to just remember who we are. Yeah.
Well, the caveat there, of course, is why we talked about heavy metal detox as well with Chris Barr and Stephen Huer, why we need to increase selenium levels, glutathione levels, find out the bad guys, because those sheriffs that don't understand this information may be too toxic to hear the message. And so be bold. Don't be bashful. Teach people how to heal. Become the healer yourself. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you both for being here. We got lots more healing to do. After the news break, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.